Let's go to Wanda in Sonoma County in California. Hello, Wanda.
Hi, George. I thought I would call and tell you a really great story about the evening that I met Francis Crick, the man that...
The DNA man.
Yeah, he co-founded or co-discovered the structure of the DNA molecule with James Watson.
Where did you meet him?
Well, it was in the early 80s. I was living in Paris, France, and I was attending a conference on vision at Cambridge University in England. And we had dinner that night at a hall that the hall in the Harry Potter movies is a duplicate of the hall that we had dinner in. So it was really cool. And there was about 60 people there, and they were the top vision researchers in the world. So it was a great dinner, and everybody had a great time. And they announced that the guest speaker was going to be Francis Crick. And I thought, that's really weird, because this guy's a geneticist, and what does he know about vision? You know, I thought, oh, this is going to be really boring. So he was in his somewhere between 70 and 75 at the time, and he was really tall, about 6'5". Kind of balding and kind of looked like your typical English tall gentleman. So he got up there, and you have to realize that the audience were the top vision researchers in the world, like I said, and he got up there and started talking about vision. George, he knew more about vision than everybody in the room put together. I was so blown off the map, my mouth was just dropped open through. He talked for about 45 minutes. And you could have heard a pin drop, and everybody, it was a really humbling experience for everybody in the room because he knew so much, and they all thought they knew so much. And so after the dinner, I went up to him and told him that I thought that his talk was just fabulous, and he blew everybody off the map, and he kind of looked down the floor and sort of shuffled like a little kid and said, oh, he says, I just really don't know that much. It's just my side hobby. And I said, well, your side hobby, you know, you ought to be specializing in this because, you know, you really know an awful lot. So I had my dinner menu with me, and I said, you know, I've never asked anybody for their autograph before, but I would be really honored if you would sign my dinner menu. And he looked at me, and I was probably at the time in my mid-30s, and he was, like I say, about 70, 75 something. And he looked at me, and he said, what's your name? And I said, my name is Wanda. And so he said, I'd be happy to sign your menu. So I handed him my menu and a pen, and he signed the menu, and he handed it back to me. And like I said, I told him I had never asked anybody for an autograph before. And he said, Wanda, I've never signed an autograph before like that. And he turned as red as a tomato, and I looked down at the dinner menu, and it said, to Wanda Smith, love, Francis Crick.
I love it. That is great. How cool is it? Do you still have that?
Oh, you bet. And, George, you had horses at one time, right?
I sure did.
Okay, well, I have cutting horses, and I just finished writing a book called Horses of the Wine Country, and there's a great story in the book. I'm going to send you the book about a horse named Lou Dillon that was the fastest harness racing horse in the United States in the late 1800s. And one of my friends is Katie McMurray. She's a daughter of Fred McMurray. And she's thinking about writing a screenplay on it and making a movie because this horse, the only time she was beat was when somebody snuck into the barn and drugged her. And she won every race she ever raced. She was born and raised in Sonoma County by the Pierce brothers. And after she retired, she had, I think, 5 or 6 babies. And they all became racing champions. And they took her to Europe, and she was so popular in Europe, and people were so awed by her speed that kings and queens and nobility all over Europe gave her gold-entrusted trophies. And the first time she ever raced, she was raced against the champion of California and the retired champion of California. She was, I think, 2.5 or 3, and she hated to get dirt in her face. So
yes, a lot of horses are that way. They don't like
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So the fellow that was, he was the most famous trotting horse driver in the United States. He held her back, and because he knew that if she got dirt in her face, she'd go ballistic, and she was kind of a high-strung mare anyway.
So most of them are. Kidding, just kidding.
So when he came to the stretch, he let her loose, and people said, and this was like in the late 1800s, that when she went flat out, she passed those two champion stallions, one stallion and one gelding, like they were tied to a fence post.
That's
and
great.
Her name was Lou Dillon, and we're going to get a try to get a movie made of her.
Standardbred was the breed, right?
Yeah, yep. That's right.
Okay.
And I'll send you the book that I wrote that has the story in it.
All right. Thanks, Wanda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.